Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. We talked a little bit about our young ones last week, and what I'm, you know, really impressed with is the accomplishments that they're coming through with. You know, I see a lot of them are graduating now, graduating from preschool to regular school, from elementary to middle school, from middle school to high school, from high school to college, from college to their BAs. I'm watching them get their masters, their PhDs, and that's pretty impressive. I recently ran into a man who, you know, who had had trouble in his younger life, and he went after his doctorate, and he got his doctorate in psychology. That's amazing. And, you know, so now here he is, you know, in this day and age, you know, an Indian man with a psychology degree. And he puts it to good use as much as he can. And, you know, that's something to be proud of with our young people. Just, you know, totally amazing things that go on. I recently ran across a young girl. She wasn't even out of high school yet. She hadn't even walked her graduation for high school, and she was already walking her 2-year degree from college already. That is amazing. She knows her language, you know. She's kept it. And those are really beautiful things for our people, you know. I'm watching our people put their regalia on and go all the way to the other side of the world and go dance and go our culture and our ways to that side of the world and to bring it to celebrate. And I see the smiles on their faces, you know, of where they're at and what they're doing, and they're really proud of that. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that for them. You know, our little old Ojibwe ways in this world are out there. You know, I got to go to the other side of the world myself. That was one of the most amazing trips of my entire life. And we had a command performance for the Queen. We sang at the princess's birthday party. And we went to her birthday party at the castle, at the palace. We went to the princess's palace. We didn't go to her very own palace. You know, we didn't go to the main palace. We were at the princess's palace, and it was huge. It was beautiful. And you would have thought we were at the main palace, how big it was. But yeah, our singing has made it that far. Made it far enough where, you know, it's reached and touched other people from other countries. And our way of life. And our way of life is amazing. I like what we've done with it. and where we're going with it. No, we never lost it. Not at all. You know, it's still in us. We still have it, and we're still teaching it. There's many that are here. And, you know, we might only have one piece of the puzzle, you know. We might not know all of it. But together, collectively, yeah. Once we get together, you know, we have a lot to share and a lot to give and a lot to pass down to our younger people. And like I said, they're going places with what they got. And that's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. And, you know, we have come a long, long ways from, you know, where we were at and what we were doing and when we were interrupted with what we were doing. And here we are now. We're on radio. We're on TV. We're on, you know, we're at universities. We're at, fairs. We're at orchestras. Yeah, orchestras. Yeah, I've been there. I've done that. Sang in one, you know, our Ojibwe way. And we've been to other places, you know, and got invited to towns and cities, and, you know, and places that are so beautiful, you know, it's hard to believe you're even there singing. We've been on the Capitol. We've been to the Capitol. We are the Capitol. Yeah. And, you know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of who you are and what you're doing and where we're at and where we're going. Live life. Love and laugh. Yes. Yeah, we're all going to make it. We just got to help each other. Remember, no one person has it all, but to collectively, you know, we can get out there, we can make things happen. That's who we are, who we've always been, and who we always will be. Oh, thanks for tuning on in once again, and we'll see you again next week. Aha, miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned and come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.